The Israeli authorities have proposed the controversial idea of land swaps with the Palestinian Authority, which would include transferring the Triangle, a many Palestinian populated area in the Negev Desert, to the Palestinian Authority, in exchange for keeping illegal Israeli settlements in the West Bank. According to the Israeli newspaper Maariv, 300,000 Arab-Israeli citizens would be transferred to the Palestinian Authority as part of an Israeli bid to significantly lower the percentage of Palestinians living in Israel from 20% to 12%. The move has infuriated the Palestinian Liberation Organization and the Palestinian Authority, as they stated this in an Israeli bid to legitimize settlement expansion to the international community.
By mentioning the land swaps, the occupation is attempting to exploit the negotiations in order to legitimize what they call Israel and the Israeli settlements. We will only make a deal based on the land of Palestine with Jerusalem as its capital on the 1967 borders.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has refused to publicly accept the preconditions of the Palestinian Authority during the negotiations based on the 1967 borders, and the two-state solution remains one of the points of contention during the negotiations.
This issue of land swaps has been on the table by the Israelis for a long time, even before Camp David in 2000. The Palestinians have always and will always remain opposed to this position, and exchange should be balanced between quality and quantity.
The plans for potential land swaps have been discussed between the Israelis and the US and EU officials. US Secretary of State John Kerry visits the region amongst high tensions between the two sides, where he will attempt to convince the Israelis and the Palestinians to sign a framework agreement. The Palestinian Authority reacted furiously to the proposed idea of land swaps, stating that it amounted to another form of ethnic cleansing by the Jewish and could lead to a possible war crime. They stated that they will continue to push for a viable Palestinian state based on the 1967 borders, and they refuse to exchange any population. Nell Burden for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.